What I do. Blog Talk
Radio. Oh, he's what you call free. The man on earth, she said, glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God, unto our God, the glory must be unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth gives glory to himself. All the glory must be. All the glory must be. All the glory must be unto our God, unto our God, and the glory must be unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth gives glory to himself. All the glory must be. All the glory must be, all the glory must be unto Adam. All the glory must be unto Adam. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth gives glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God, unto our God, the glory of the unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth gives glory to himself. All the glory must be. All the glory must be. All the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should say glory to himself. All the glory must be. All the glory must be. All the glory must be unto our God. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord. from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him forevermore. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord. From whom all blessings flow, redeemed forevermore. Let us praise ye the Lord. From whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord. From whom all blessings flow. Praise Him forever. Let us praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. From whom all blessings flow. 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 Praise ye the Lord. From whom all blessings flow. Praise Him forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. From whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow, praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow, praise ye forevermore. Let us praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow, praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow, praise ye forevermore. I will praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow, praise. Today, this service is going to be great. God is going to bless every one of you. You are all welcome. Yeah, begin to call your friends and everybody. Invite them, tweet them, share it with them. Let them begin to come in. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise ye forevermore. Let us praise ye, praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise ye forevermore. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow, from whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise ye forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Yes, first of all, we want to apologize for our starting late today. But God knows better. We started late today, but it's okay. I hope you understand. But the Lord is our strength. He continues to empower us and give us more grace. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow, thy grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, give me grace to follow. Give me grace to follow, thy grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow, thy grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow, thy grace is enough for me. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for being with us today. Lord God Almighty, we ask you to bless this service and bless our many that are coming from all over the world. Bless us through this service today in the name of Jesus. God, speak your word to us and quicken us by your Spirit. Anoint us. God, save, heal, and deliver and bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send thy glory. Hallelujah. Jesus reigns. He reigns in me and he reigns in you. Hallelujah. Jesus reigns. No more sorrow. Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. He reigns in you and he reigns in me. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's a wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Know what I need, I know. Yes, we thank God today for being with us throughout the day. We give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. God bless you all. I can see Deborah. God bless you. Blessings to every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is good. Today we're going to be talking about man proposing, but God deposed. It's not wrong for you to make your plan and make your purposes and what you want done. But above all, there is a God that reigns supreme. He is the authority that everyone must bow to. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are saved. Yes, Genesis chapter 11 is our text. And I'm going to read from verse 1, Genesis chapter 11. It says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and for mortar. Verse 4, and they said, go, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach into heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men build. And the Lord said, behold, the people are one, and they have all one language, and this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined. Go to, let us go down and confound their language, that they may not understand one another. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to be the city, called the place of Babel. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1 to 11. We're talking about God disposed, man proposed. It's not wrong for you to have proposed, but above all, there is a God who is in charge. There is a supreme authority. There is a creator. There is an almighty God to whom every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You can't run away from that fact. Here in Genesis chapter 11, everyone was speaking the same language. The whole world was one language then, and they were united as a people. God's original plan was for them to occupy the earth, but they decided to come together and build a tower that will reach up to heaven. And Nimrod was the man who was leading the building of the tower. And they began to build the tower to reach into the heaven. And God was looking at them from heaven. And he noticed that they really meant to be the tower of David. They really meant to be the tower into heaven. And God said, no, I didn't plan for you people to be the tower that will reach up to heaven. And so God was angry, God was upset with the plan, and came down and scattered the whole building, scattered the people. They couldn't understand each other no more. The language was confused. And everyone has to go his own way. And that was the end of that building, that building project. Man proposing, God disposed. It's very easy to make up your plan. Except the Lord build a house, the labor is they that build it. Except the Lord watched over a city, the labor in vain that watched over it. So it's very easy to build an empire, to have nations under you and have authority over nations and people and try to control and all that stuff. But if God is not in it, everything is going to come to ground zero. Here was the Tower of David. What was the purpose of the Tower of David in Genesis chapter 11 from verses 1 to 12? Of course, nothing was wrong with building a Tower. But these people, led by Nimrod, they weren't building what God wanted them to be. God didn't tell them to build this tower, but they were building a tower that would reach up to heaven. And so they began to build. And of course, they built it up, up, up into the sky. But something was wrong in this project. What was wrong? The Bible says that these people building this tower, they had it in mind to get on top of the tower, build it into heaven, and then they were shooting arrows into the heavens. They were worshiping other gods, and they were angry with the Almighty God, and they were shooting arrows into the heavenly, hoping that they were shooting at God. They were angry, they were mad with God. And they worshiped idols in that tower. They were worshiping idols in the Tower of Babel. And that is what infuriates God mostly. That is what annoys God. You shall not worship any other God except him. God didn't intend that you should worship any other God. No. Anytime people worship any other God, God is always offended. Right from Genesis to the book of Revelation and even to the present day. Once you worship any other God apart from the Almighty God, you have made a mistake. They were worshiping idols in the Tower of Babel. They were coming against the Almighty God. They were anti-God, anti-Christ. They were shooting arrows into the heavenly with the mind that they were shooting at God, and then they were worshiping idols in the Tower of Babel. Genesis chapter 11 from verses 1 to 12. Nimrod, who led this operation, didn't hear from God. God didn't commission him to do this, but he decided to do it. So he brought all the people together and made them to be the Tower of Babel, to be the Tower up into the sky, to reach heaven, to reach God. That was their intention. And even God didn't tell them to do this. Let me tell you this. You must start with God and end with God. Everything done with God first, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Anything you do without God is godless. And God is not in it. You didn't start with God. You are not ending with God. You are on your own. Then the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. If you read through the Bible and through history, you will find that kingdoms come and kingdoms go, and kingdoms come, kingdoms go. You read about the Babylonian kingdom, the Grecian kingdom, the Roman Empire, and even in the present day, the Greek, and then the British Empire. So many powers that have ruled the world at one time or the other. They come and go. Because these are not the supreme authority. There is only one supreme authority. The Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth. The scripture says the earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, he rules the whole world. He created the world. Bible says, by him were all things made. Everything was created by the Almighty God. So he created the world that he ruled. Even in the days of King Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar was nothing when God picked him and made him the king of Babylon. And during his reign, the Bible says God gave him power and might to conquer the world. The whole world was conquered by King Nebuchadnezzar. And he ruled the whole earth, Nebuchadnezzar, until he became anti-God. One day he sat on top of his palace and he said with his mouth, said, this is Babylon, which I built by my own power and by my own strength. That's King Nebuchadnezzar. He was boasting of proud. The Bible says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And that very night, God smote him with madness. Nebuchadnezzar became mentally deranged. And he ran into the woods. He lived in the woods for 7 years. But at the end of the 7th year, God had mercy upon him. He had learned his lesson. And then the scripture says that King Nebuchadnezzar will know that there is a God that rules in the affairs of men. If you look at the book of Daniel, you see all these things very clearly. There is a God that rules in the affairs of men. Which means you are not in charge. Whether you are emperor, whether you are the king, whether you are anything, there is an Almighty God who is the supreme authority. He is the omnipotent God. He is the omniscient God. The God that created heaven and earth. The God that made the universe. The God that said, let there be light, and there was light. The Almighty God who said, let the firmament come forth, and the firmament came forth. The Almighty God who said, let the land appear, and let the birds of the air, and let the firmament come forth. And let the sun and the moon be in place. There is an Almighty God who rules. So to pray over the whole earth. Of course, he made the earth. The Bible says in Psalm 24, verse 1, Psalm 24, verse 1, he said, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. This whole earth, you see, planet earth and all the planets and everything created were created by the Almighty God and for his own purpose, which you cannot change. As I look at the whole world today, I see people doing things. People are funny. They are really funny. They do things. And they don't care whether there is a God that rules in the affairs of man. And they do just anything at all they want to do. Hey! And when they behave like that, the Almighty God will show up. And when he shows up, there is no opposition. King Nebuchadnezzar thought that he was in charge until the Almighty God showed up and put him where he belonged. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar, we know that there is an Almighty God who rules in the affairs of men. Nimrod and his men, they successfully built that tower. Oh, no problem. They actually build the Tower of Babel. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 12. Nimrod and his men, they actually build the Tower of Babel. But for what purpose? Being the anti-God. They worship idols in the Tower of Babel. They pick their arrows and they were shooting their arrows into the sky with the hope that they were shooting the Almighty God. And God was laughing at them. And God said, yes, your cup is full. Your cup is full. And God came down. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 to 12. God came down in his wrath and scattered everything. Everything was dismantled to ground zero. That's it. There's nothing you can do anymore. That's it. He that thinketh that his standing should be where, lest he fall. The God who created heaven and earth is still in charge. The Bible says he's a consuming fire. This Almighty God, the Bible says, God said it himself. God said, I kill and I make alive. I heal and I wound. The same Almighty God we are serving, the God that have mercy, that saves, heals, and delivers. The same God, in this same Bible, he said of himself, he said, me, God, I kill and I bring alive. I wound and I heal. The same God. If you will not fear God, who will you fear? I look at certain things, I look at people, I take my eyes off. I say, this way, you don't know who you are dealing with. When Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. There is an owner of this earth where you are treading. Here in the United States of America, you cannot come into somebody's property unlawfully, uninvited. No. Everything is done according to the law. There are laws. How much more when you are dealing with the Almighty God? You are in the property of God. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. And you didn't care about who owns the earth. and went about doing all manner of things you thought you should be doing, and you are doing your own thing. Ah. Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end is destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof is destruction. And then Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and very few are finding. And then the same Jesus said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are going there. God is not going to impose on you to serve him. God is not going to impose on you to love him. God is not going to impose on you to worship him. You have your choice to make. Moses said, I put before you life and death. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. The decision is yours. If you want to be the tower of David and be angry with God and shoot arrows at heaven and worship idols, go ahead. We shall know who is true. And then the word of God says, he that is righteous, let him be righteous. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that wants to do wickedness and evil, let him continue to do wickedness and evil. He that wants to be bad and be satanic, let him continue to do it. We shall know who is who when the time comes. You mean you are inside this wall. You didn't ask how you came here. And who is in charge of this earth? Who is the owner of this planet earth on which you are walking every day? You didn't care to ask. What does God want me to, what are the laws and the rules of God? You didn't bother. You are living your life recklessly and doing all manner of things. You didn't care. You didn't bother. Just like Nimrod. Just like Nebuchadnezzar. Just like King Herod. Just like Pharaoh. You are doing your own thing. Your own way. The way seemeth right unto you. But the end is destruction. Adolf Hitler of Germany woke up one day. He said he must rule the whole world or he will destroy the whole world. That's a man. That's a man. Man proposes, but God disposes. Man proposes, God disposes. Man proposes his plans and thoughts and what he wants to do. Man can make all his plans. Man can decide what to do. Man, a human being, can say anything and decide anything. A human being can plan anything. But God disposes. Adolf Hitler woke up one morning and he told the whole world, Adolf Hitler with his hand clenched up like this, he told the whole world that I must rule the whole world or destroy the whole world. One man called Adolf Hitler of Germany. How did the story end? He could not rule the whole world. He did not rule the whole world. He only conquered a few countries in Europe. And then he was trying to go and conquer the United Kingdom. And God knocked him out. He died woefully and everything ended. He thought he would rule the whole world. And he said it with his mouth. He said he was going to rule the whole world, otherwise he would destroy the whole world. He said it with his mouth. He never ruled the whole world, neither did he conquer the whole world. He only conquered a few countries in Europe and ended up like that. Man proposed, but God deposed. Which world are you ruling? Which world are you ruling? Which world are you ruling? Psalm 24 verse 1. He said, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Which earth are you ruling again? After God has said in his word, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. How come you, just a man, you say you want to rule the whole world? Which world are you ruling? I see a lot of people are still doing the same thing today. They are still doing the same thing today. They want to rule the whole world. And they are not ruling the whole world. They can't rule the whole world. And so they are angry. And so they want to kill everybody. And so they are making submarines and jet bombers and jet fighters. Every day they are trying to rule the whole world. They cannot rule the whole world. Because the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. You don't own it. You don't have it. One day, Saddam Hussein woke up. Saddam Hussein of Iraq, Baghdad. He said that Kuwait belonged to him. Kuwait. That's another country entirely that has been in existence of its own. Saddam Hussein said Kuwait belongs to him and that he must take the whole oil of Kuwait and take the whole, every good thing in Kuwait is taking over Kuwait. Kuwait belongs to him. Then George Bush Senior was in power. Once Kuwait belongs to you, you Saddam Hussein. So Kuwait, all of a sudden Kuwait now belongs to you. Kuwait has been a country of its own for years. Only now, Kuwait is now going to be your own. Come and take it. Let us see how you will do. Come and take Kuwait. Let us see how you will do. He could not take Kuwait. Kuwait never belonged to him. Kuwait is still there. But Saddam Hussein is done. Died by hanging. He was hanged to death. That was how he died. Taken to international court. Was found wanting. He was weighed in the balance. And judgment came upon him. He was hanged to death. He could not, he never took Kuwait. Kuwait never belonged to him anytime, anywhere. But he told the world that he was taking over Kuwait. Kuwait that does not belong to you, he said you are going to take it. Who gave you Kuwait? Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. Man proposes, but God disposes. Man will make plans and purpose. Man will think what he wants to do. Man will talk. Human beings can talk and boast. But there is a supreme God. There is an authority that owns the earth. And he has the final say. He has the final say. God has the final say.
What can you really do without God? Did God send you to go and be the tower of David? Did God ask you to go and be the tower of David? You are doing your own thing. You are not doing God's thing. Somebody said, he said he wants to bring back the old USSR. USSR that has gone since. The person said his plan is to bring the whole USSR back. And it started with Kuwait. And it started with it started with Ukraine. And then he hoped to bring all the other nations, all the other under him. Said he wants to bring back the old USSR. That means Britain should bring all their colonies back to the British Empire. And then America should also take back all their colonies. And then France, that everybody will take back the old colony. Are you going backward or going forward? We have left colonialism long time ago. Let the people go free and worship their God. Pharaoh will not listen. God said, Pharaoh, let my people go and worship God. Pharaoh will not listen. Pharaoh must despise the Almighty God. King Pharaoh must disobey the Almighty God. These people, they are my slaves. They are not going anywhere. Pharaoh to the ground. He will not let the people go. Pharaoh, won't you let the people go? This is Israel. It's a nation of itself. Let Israelites go and be a nation of themselves. Let them go. Pharaoh said they will not go. All this Israel, they are my slaves in Egypt. They must stay in Goshen and they must be my slaves. Is that what God said about them? No, God didn't say so. God said, let this Israel nation, let them go and be a nation of their own. But King Pharaoh said, over his dead body, these people, they must not leave this Egypt. He pursued them to the Red Sea, and he wanted to bring them back to slavery. And that is the human being. Human being wants to hold people down into slavery. Slave trade has ended. Somebody said, no, there must be slave trade. See? People want to always police people, want to hold people down to slavery. Slave trade has ended. You say slave trade did not end. Hey! You have to go and kill the Almighty God before you can continue your slave trade. Because everything has its own timing. And when that time is over, God steps in. The Israelites have been in slavery for 430 years in the foreign land of Egypt. And the end has come for slavery. And God said, Pharaoh, let the people go now and be a nation of their own and let them worship the God of their father and let them serve me and worship me. Pharaoh said, no, there's no freedom for anybody. They must be my slave. That is human being. That is human being for you right there. The human being want to enslave people. They want to hold people down. They want people to become their slaves and their servants. They want to tie you down and be their slaves. That's what they want to do each time. Read the whole of history. Read history. Read the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It has always been a nation stronger wants to put everybody under them, make them slaves. And then God intervened. He forgot that there's an almighty God who is in charge of the earth. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He does what he wants to do, and no one will ask him one question. You can't query God. You can't even ask him any question. He's the sovereign God. He's the supreme authority. He rules the whole world. You can't change him. You can't turn him around. You can't give him orders. You can't tell him what to do. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. That's it. You can't do anything about it. You can't change it. You don't own the earth. You don't own your country. And then you said you want to go and own another person's country. What do you really own? Do you really own anything? The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. How dare you wake up one morning and you say the other country is your own. This country is my own. This land is my own. If you don't have it, it's not yours. Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. You own nothing. You don't have, you don't own anything. You don't own it. Pharaoh, you won't let these people go and be a nation of themselves and be free. Pharaoh said, it will not happen. Okay. We shall know who is God. Is there anybody who can battle with the Almighty God? I want to see you now. Is there one king on planet Earth who wants to battle with the Almighty God? I want that king to show up now. Here is the Red Sea. Here are the Israelites. They are going to the land of promise to be a nation of themselves, where they can worship God and be free indeed. And you, Pharaoh, you have the God to say that these people should not go free to go and worship the Almighty God. Now, let us fight. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say no power. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody who can battle with the Lord. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. I say nobody. I say no power. I say no demon. I say no witches. I say no Satan. I say no devil. I say no power. I say no power. Oh no, 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 oh no, 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 who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say no power. Oh no, 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 I laugh. You want to battle with the Lord? And Pharaoh was bold enough to pursue the Israelites up to the Red Sea. Pharaoh was bold enough to pursue the people of God up to the Red Sea, wanting to enslave them, to pull them back into another 430 years of Egyptian captivity. The scripture says that even the legal captive shall be delivered. That's the book of Isaiah. So the legal captive, the enemy has captivated you legally. The legal captive shall be delivered. When God comes in, every captive must be delivered. And it doesn't matter how many years you have been in captivity. I don't care how many years you have been in captivity. The word of God says, even the legally captivated shall be delivered. Pharaoh pursued them up to the Red Sea. And the battlefield was declared. Here is the Red Sea. This is where the battle will take place. Pharaoh and your army, are you ready now? Yes. All right. We shall meet now. Yes. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Say, the Lord God Almighty is a man of war. Are you not surprised? Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. He said, the Lord God Almighty is a man of war. You want to fight God? Oh, no problem. Come, let's come and fight God. Let us see how you are going to do it. Pharaoh and his army. So God opened the Red Sea. And then Moses and the people of God crossed the land, crossed the Red Sea because of the blood covenant. They have a relationship with the Almighty God. God has opened the Red Sea for them to pass through. And then once again, Pharaoh and his army were bold enough to pursue them again into the Red Sea, hoping to overtake them and capture them. God said, you have entered my trap. You know how to set a trap? There are many ways to kill a rat. If a rat is inside your house, there are over 20 ways to kill that rat. But the rat does not know. The rat could be running around, but the rat does not know that you are about to kill that rat. There are so many ways to kill a rat. Abacha disturbed Nigeria society until he ate apple. Abacha, General Abacha of Sani Abacha. It was an apple he ate. This is General Abacha who was so security cautious, who was killing political opponents. God passed judgment on him. His own apple he ate. Then he ate the apple and then died. That's General Abacha. That's how it ended. Upon all the things he was doing, everything ended with that apple. He ate that apple and then died. Another one drank tea. These are people who hold Nigeria to ransom. He drank tea and then died. All of them are dying one by one. Evil doers. Evil leaders. Evil people. Then the Bible says there is no rest for the wicked. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. And Pharaoh once again pursued Israelites into the Red Sea. And as they were trying to cross the Red Sea, the Bible says God shut them up with the water. They were drowned. And then Pharaoh made his last word as he was dying. Pharaoh, he made the last statement as he was dying on top of the Red Sea. Say, this must be the hand of God. Pharaoh, he confessed with his mouth. He said, this experience, this must be the finger. Yes, that's the right terminology. If Pharaoh said it with his mouth. He said, this is the finger of the Almighty God. That's the man who said he who thought he was in charge. He thought He was in charge. God has smitten him. And that is the end of it. Let me tell you, there is an almighty God who owns the earth and the universe. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. You can't argue. If you like, do anything you like. God is going to catch up with you. And you will stand before God. And you will be judged. Whosoever is found wanting shall be smitten and cast into the lake of fire that burneth with brimstone. Who's going to tell you to repent? Who's going to tell you to turn from your wicked way? Who's going to tell you to do the right stuff? Who's going to tell you not to practice wickedness? Who's going to tell you not to go to Ukraine and destroy all the people there? Who's going to tell you don't go to Taiwan and destroy all the people there? Nobody will tell you, but there is an almighty God who lives in the affairs of man. If you think you are in charge, I hereby tell you that you are not in charge. Nobody is in charge. Even Pharaoh was not in charge. Nebuchadnezzar was not in charge. Nebuzaradan was not in charge. Even Idi Amin of Uganda was not in charge. General Basha of Nigeria was not in charge. Not to talk of Adolf Hitler of Germany. None of these people were in charge. There is a supreme God. There is an authority that created heavens and earth. And what he said is final. You are not the owner of planet Earth. You are just a human being created in the universe. You don't own the Earth. The Earth is not your own. There is the owner of planet Earth. He is God Almighty. Psalm 24 verse 1. He says, the Earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The Almighty God rules the whole Earth. And it reigns on earth. What he says is final. So be very careful how you live your life. When you live your life recklessly, the Bible says, everyone shall stand before God, and whose name will not be found in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. And that's it. That's it. Who are you to decide what happens on planet Earth? Are you the owner of planet Earth? Who are you to dictate what happens in this planet, in this world, in this Earth? Who are you to declare? Who is he that saith and it comes to pass when the Almighty God has not said? King Nebuchadnezzar, for good year, he was in the woods as an egg, suffering there. At the end of the 7 years, God had mercy upon him and brought him back, so that he may know that there is an almighty God who rules the earth, who is in charge. And you are boasting and jumping around because you have ammunition, you have jet bombers, you have submarine, you have jet fighters, you can carry your billions and employ soldiers and employ men to go and die and kill themselves in battlefields. You think you are something. You are nothing before God. There is an almighty God who created the universe and he rules the whole world. You are not in charge. Nobody is in charge. There is an almighty God who is in charge. And what he says is final. what the Almighty God decides is what happens. Nobody's going to tell you to turn from your wicked ways. Nobody's going to tell you. You want to practice wickedness? Go ahead. You want to do evil? Go ahead. You want to go to Taiwan and see all the people there? You want to go to Kuwait? You want to go to... We shall know who is in charge. We shall know at the end of it all who really is in charge. Empty men who have nothing on them. They are boasting and prideful. The Almighty God shall bring them to judgment. Your cup is going to be full, and your days are going to be numbered. You will be found wanting, and you are ready to go. That's it. That's it. Nobody will ask any question. That day is coming. It's the judgment day. Is coming. And all these things going on now, they are all going to face judgment. And they will stand before God. And God will pass his judgment. And that's it. In the days of Noah, the Bible said that God looked to planet Earth. God from heaven, he looked into the planet Earth. The book of Genesis. And the Bible said that God found out that the heart of man was evil continually, wickedness on planet Earth. God looked, took his binoculars, and God looked at planet Earth. When he looked into planet Earth, all he saw, the Bible says, the heart of people was filled with evil continually, wickedness on planet Earth. Everything was wickedness and evil. God saw that wickedness and evil ruled the whole earth. And God said, I'm done. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to smash everything. And God told Noah and his family, only 8 of them, Noah and his wife, and then his daughters and their husband, only 8 of them, they made the ark. God told them, make the ark now and get in. Because I'm going to smash everything to pieces. I own the earth and nobody can tell me what to do. I'm done. How can the whole world be filled with wickedness and evil? No. Noah, you and your family, 8 of you, get into the ark now. I'm going to destroy the whole earth. And Noah and his family got into the ark, got samples of the animals with them, and the Bible says God opened the heaven, and water began to pour down from heaven, and water came from under the earth. Is it not just flooding you are experiencing? Is it flooding, the tsunami, and the flooding, and then fire in California? From nowhere, fire will just burn. The whole community is burned down to ashes. And now flood will come into whole cities, tsunamis and all this rest of them. The ocean will come into the city and then destroy life and property. It's already happening. You play with God. God will smash you to pieces. You will not be found anywhere. It's a consuming fire. The Bible says that the Almighty God is a consuming fire. If you mess with God, God will mess with you. If you honor God, God will honor you. If you respect God, God will respect you. If you love him with all your heart and serve him and worship him, he will honor you. But if you mess with God, God will mess with your life. Noah, you and your family, get into the ark. I'm going to destroy the whole earth. Now! And so Noah and his family, they got into the ark and judgment started. God opened the heavens and water began to pour down. And then the Bible says water was coming from the ground and filled the whole earth. Water filled the whole planet earth. You don't own planet earth. Somebody who built it, the person who made planet earth have decided to flood it with water. Are you going to ask him a question? What question are you asking? The owner of planet earth decided to flood the whole planet with water, killing everything on earth. Are you going to ask him a question? Who will ask the King of Kings, what doeth thou? How dare you? Cover the whole earth, destroying every living thing. Don't let God be angry. Some people say they are angry. I say that you're angry. It's not. The day God will be angry, the whole earth will know that the Almighty God is angry. What did you see yet? You haven't seen nothing. You haven't seen nothing. The earthquake, you have seen earthquake. Those are small. The real earthquakes are coming. When whole nations will be swallowed up in earthquake, and that's it. That whole nation is gone. Not to talk of the flooding, the tsunami victims and all this flooding, the fire that are burning in different parts of the world. And you tell me that you want to continue to do evil and wickedness. You haven't started. You shall stand before God and you shall give account of your life to the Almighty God. And whose name will not be found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire that burneth with brimstone. The worm dieth not. You are still boasting that you are president of a nation. You are a king or you are anything. Judgment is coming. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bible call him the righteous judge. When he passes judgment, nobody asks a question. Then he says, God's case, there is no appeal. In God's case, there are no appeal. You can't make appeal to anywhere. God passes judgment. And that's it. Nobody can say any rubbish. A word is enough for the wise. God has spoken. And if you like, repent. If you like, turn from your wicked ways. If you like, confess your sins to God. If you like, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Moses said, I place before you life and death. Choose this day whom you will serve. And then Joshua said, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. The decision is yours. God is calling you today to come out of darkness and walk in the light of the Son of God. And you are groping in darkness. Nobody is going to force you. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof is destruction. If you like, follow the broad way that leads to destruction. And many are going there. if you like, follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. As many have received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. The decision is yours. I pray that this word will find a place in your life, that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may Jesus find you. May you give your life to Christ and be saved and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. May you not follow the broad way that leads to destruction. May you follow the narrow way, the way of Jesus, the way of the Holy Spirit. May you follow that narrow way that leads to eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. May you find salvation for your soul. May you forward this message to all the people you know all over the world. Email it to them, text it to them, tweet it out to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Amen and amen and amen. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should go. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and I'm the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and I'm the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and I'm the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I. And that's the way you should go.